קוף תזיין עומד בייס by the Gemara. We heard in the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Kevas Eved Kechovim Bishal Nevela Arezu Asura. So Poshet, the Poshet Pshat in the Mishnah is that you had rennet from that was in the stomach of an eagle that a goy shechted, that's Lachere Poshet Pshat, or Vishal Nevela, or you had rennet in the stomach of a yeet that was a nevela. So the rennet has the same din of the behemoth. Since the behemoth is a nevela, so it is also. Keves oivet kechomim Vishal Nevela arezu asur. So the Gemara asks, Otu kevas oivet kechovim lav neveli. What are the two cases? A goy shech, so it's also a nevela. So it's one case. You have rennet of a behem, of an eagle, that's a nevela. So what are the two cases? Omar Rafune, so Rafune said, Hoche, it's not speaking about that the goy shechted it. Omar Rav Huna Hoche Bolekeach Gdi Min Oivet Kechovim Askina. Here it is speaking about that a person bought a young Gdi from a goy, and the Yid went and checked it. So it's not a nevela. It was purchased from a goy, and now the mice of the Yid checked it. So it's really the keva, the rennet from a shchuta, not from a nevela. So why is it taka also? So he purchased it from a goy. So Busgate money purchased it from a goy. V'chayshinon shemo yonak minatreife. We're chayish, maybe this eagle that was purchased from a goy, when it was by the goy, so this eagle was yonak minatreife. So we had in the Mishnah, Ksheira Sheyonka Minatreifa Kebosa Sura. The Keva, the rennet, comes from Osa de Kemilach, Cholof Treifa is Osa. So Memela, since this eagle was purchased from the Goy, so we don't know who this eagle was Yonik from, so we're Chayish, Shema Yonak Minatreifa. The Gemara or Michai Shinan Shema Yonak Minatreif. Stamazoi declare, maybe the eagle was Yonik from a treif. Vosnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Loikrim Beyim Minoiv De Kechovim. One is permitted to purchase eggs from a goy. Bein Choyshishin Loi Mishum Nevela. We're not Chayish, maybe these were Beyim Gemuris that were taken out from a dead oif. Or we're not chayish, maybe that a treife hatched this egg. They gave out this egg. We're not chayish because we go basaroif. So roif, oifes are not treife. Some roif beim don't come from the beilus. Some amela, we're not chayish bechlal. That it's a bey asura. So mamela, why should we be chayish when I purchase an eagle? When I purchase an eagle from a goy, why should I be chayish that maybe this eagle was yoinik from a behema treife? Mamela, the keva that's in this eagle originates from cholov treife, cholov from a treife. Why should be chayish for such a thing? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela eimo chayshinen shema yonak minat meya. I'm chayish, maybe this eagle was yonik from a behemoth meya. It was yonik from a behemoth meya, some amela, so now this cave is also. Frek the Gemara, maishno treife doloi chayshina. So, I don't understand. We said before you're allowed to buy eggs from a goy, and you're not chayish, maybe an oif treife was merely these eggs. Umayishna tmeye the chashini, so why are we chayish over here, that maybe the eagle was yoinik from a behemoth tmeye? So my answer is treife lo ishriche. Bechlal to have an oif treife, to have a behemoth treife, lo ishriche, oif behemoth einem treife. So memele, so therefore, you don't have to be chayish that the eagle was yoinik from a treife. Tmeye shriche, they're behemoth tmeyes. So memele, so this is the behemoth tmeyes around. So memele, so this could be that this eagle was yoinik, the cholov, from a behemoth tmeye. And the keva, the rennet, which is now inside this eagle after we shechted, so it comes, it originates from chola, from a behemoth meyer. Like the Gemara is shriche, if you tell me it's shriya for an eagle to be yoinik from a behemoth meyer, so afilu gabi di don necher, so what's the chilek if I purchase an eagle from a goy? That's what we say, that's pshat, the Mishnah. Kavis oivit kechovim means I purchased an eagle from a goy, and I shechted it. So you say I have to be chayish. Maybe the eagle was yoinik from a behemoth meya. So ana so afilu gabi didon neichish ishriche. If this is shchia, that an eagle could be yoinik from a behemoth meya, it doesn't. It's not mafchin. So so if we have an eagle, let's be afraid. Maybe this eagle was yainik from a behemoth meyer. So the Gemara answers, anan de bodlinon minayu. We're bodl from behemoth meyer. We don't bring behemoth meyer in the eder. V'chichazin in lehu. And if we do see a behemoth meyer that wandered into the eder, mafreshin lehu, so we're mafresh, we don't want behemoth tmeyes in our adorim, is legozel barabono, so rabono one goyza, maybe was yoinik from a behemoth tmeyes, because it's loish, it's loishriya that a behemoth tmeyes, bachlal, should get into our adorim. Inu, the loipedili minayu, but by goyim, they're not bottled from a behemoth may, and as a behemoth may comes into the aid, there's a nishkefella. Chichozilu, and they'll see it, lay mafreshilu, there won't be mafresh, the behemoth may from the aid, is gozul bur abon. So mamela, that is pshat. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, kevas oivet kechovim, Vishal Nevela, Kevis Oivet Kechovim means I purchased an eagle from Goyim, I shechted it, it's not a Nevela, and it's also because I'm afraid that could be the eagle, when it was by the Goyim, it was Yoinik from a behemoth Meya, and the Keva originates from Chalukha. Yeah, that's one mahalach in the Mishnah. Shmuel omar, Shmuel said a second mahalach. Chodaktoni, it's not two cases. Kevas oivet kechovim vekevas nevela. Chodaktoni, it's one case. Kevas shchitas oivet kechovim nevela. That means we're speaking about that I purchase a geshochtene eagle from a goy. So that's what he's telling us. It's not two cases. Kevas, oived kechovim, a keva that came about from a, that came out of a geshochtene eagle that a goy shechted, it's an avela because a goy can't shecht. So it's not two cases. It's coming to tell us, shchitas akum, Gam tells us Shchita Sacht Akum is not, it's still a Nevela, so it's a Keva from a Nevela. Ushmul Omar Chodek Toni, Kevas Shchitas Oivet Kechom Nevela. Fregte Gemara, so it comes out, but let's be a little Ehrlich. it comes out that the Mishnah is telling us that the keva, the rennet that comes from a behema asure, an avela, it's also the rennet is also. Like the Gemara, Umi Omar Shmuel Hochi, Shmuel Pake hold that the rennet of a behema asure, of an avela is also. For Omar Shmuel Mipneima Osru Gevinas Hoivde Kecha. Why did Chazal asa the cheese from Goyim? Mipnei Shemamidim Oiso Bo'ir Kevas Nevela. So Shmuel said, you can't purchase cheese from a goy. Why can't you purchase cheese from a goy? Because when the goyim make cheese, they don't make the cheese through the rennet of an eagle. They make the cheese from the stomach of the eagle. So mamela, they use oyer kevas nevela. They use the stomach. So that's why you can't use cheese from them, because when they make cheese, they put in the stomach. Bekitzer, so we see from Shmuel, if Shmuel had to say a shtik teire, that they do not make cheese from the cave, from the rennet, they make cheese from the etzem stomach, oyer of a nevela, and that is why it is also. So you see that Shmuel holds that the kevas nevela is mutter. He had to say a shtik teire. He had to say, why is the cheese also? Because when they make cheese, they take the stomach and put it in. They take the stomach of an avela. So weistachos, but the rennet of an avela is mutter. And here Shmuel says pshat la mishneh that the kevas shchitas oivet kechavim, the rennet of shchitas oivet kechavim, the avela, and that is us. Okay, the goof is shaye. From that memory in Shmuel, we see the rennet from an avela's muta. Only the stomach of an avela, which will make cheese, then it's awesome. So the Gemara says, loy kashe, it's no kashe. Kan koidem chazore, kan la'acha chazore. So now we have to see Rashi, exactly what this means. Zot Rashi, the Gemara is takashe, what are the two cases? We have one case, kevas nevela, and we have a second case, kevas oivet kechav. So first the Gemara wanted to say, b'lekeach di min oivet kechav, v'shochtoi, and the Yid shechted it. Kore le kevas oivet kechav, that the Tana calls kevas oivet kechav, v'asure. So what's also, it's not a kevas nevela, it's a geshochten eagle. Chayshinon shema yonak cholav ze minatreife. So first the Gemara wanted to say, we're chayish that this keva, this rennet originates from cholav treife. So the Gemara said, why should be chayish such a thing? We learned that if you purchase bayim from a goy, you don't have to be chayish loimishim nevelis, shema nimtzo betarnegoylis nevela, maybe this was taken out of a Tarnagolus Nevela. V'loi mishum treifa. Shema me'oif treifa hi. Damrinin be'elu treifes umaydin be'beyes treifa shasur. There the Gemara says that an egg that a treifa lays is also. So the Gemara says, no. The Wachayish, maybe it was Yoinik from a behemoth mayor. So the Gemara asked, if Yachayish was Yoinik from a behemoth mayor, Gabi Didon, Gidim, Shalonu, Namitei, Asura, Kibosom, Mishum, Dechayishin, let's also be Chayish, Shema Yonat, Cholam Zem, in behemoth mayor. Maybe the Gidi was Yoinik from a behemoth mayor. Say, this is Ashriach, the Kizach. So the Gemara answered, no, we're Mavdol from Tmeis. The Goyim aren't Mavdol, so by the Goyim it's Shriach, by us it's not Shriach. Then Shmuel said, Chodok Toni. It's not two cases, Kevas, Oivet, Kechovim, V'keves nevele. No, it's one case. Mishum shel nevele yosala. Why is keva spivet kechovim? Why is the keva of an eagle that a goy shechted, why is it also? Mishum de shel nevele yosala, since it's a nevele. Frekte gemore mi oma shmuel. The Shmuel then hold Kavas Nevela Asura. Alma Kigufa Domi. That means if he holds the Kavas also, so he holds that just like the Nevela is also, so the Kavas, the remnant from a Nevela is also also. For Omar Shmuel ben Meseches Abay Nezomi, Neshem Amidim Oiso Ba'ir Kavas Nevela. Shmuel said, why are Gvinis Akum also? Because they make the Gvine Ba'ir Kevas Nevela, or Keva Gufa, but the Keva alone, Cholov HaKorush, the dried out milk that's on the walls of the stomachs of the Agolim, Kori Keva, V'koma Deshaya. We see Shmuel himself holds that the whole reason the Gvinis are also is because they make the Gvinis to the Oir of the Oir Kevis Nevela. But like this, the Etzim Keva alone, the Renet alone, is Muta. So we have here Astir and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Kan Koidem Chazore, Kan La'acher Chazore. So what are we speaking about? Koidem Chazore, Acher Chazore. So Rashi says as follows. Beperik ein mamidim is a gemore a mishne mesachtes avay dezor shol Rabbi Yishmoel es Rabbi Yeshua mibnei ma asurim gvinois oivdei kichav. He asked them, why are gvinis akumos? Omalei, so Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Yishmoel mibnei shem mamidin oiso bekevas neveil. He told him, because they use the rennet that comes from Nevelas, Kloima, Becholov HaKorush Shabo, they take out, they have dead animals, or I feel that they shech them, it's also on Nevela, and they take out the rennet from the stomachs of these Agolim in Nevelas, they make the cheese with them. Fine. So Rabbi Yeshua held that the keva, the rennet of a nevela is also, just like a nevela is also, so the rennet is also. Yeah. Omalei, so Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Aloi kevas ha'ilo. This, what you said, that the keva has the same halacha like the behemoth, and just like the behemoth is also bachile, so the rennet of the behemoth is also also bachile. We learned for like kevas ha'olam chamura mikevas nevela. What the rennet from a eagle that's a korban olam. So this keve, if you'll tell me that the keva has the similar halacha to the animal that it comes from. So an oila is more chomer than an avela. And because an oila is also bano, and an avela is mutabano. Va'omru, and they said, kol koyin shadaita yofe, every koyin that is not a mefunik, and even though it's not too tasty, this rennet, sofachaye, a coin that it doesn't bother him, so he can take out from an oila the rennet and swallow it. Yeah. So what do we see from this? We see from this that the keva does not have the halachas of the behemoth. You, Rabbi Yeshua, told me that gvinis akum is also, because they take the cave of the rennet from a nevela, and just like the nevela is also, so the rennet is also. It's not true. the keva does not have halachas of the animal, because we learned the keva of a noila, a kain, is allowed to eat it. Amaloi, so he answered him, Mimnei Shem Amidin Oiso Bekevas Eglei Avedezo. So Rabbi Yeshua told them a new mahalach. He told them, not because it comes from the cave of an Avela. No, they take the cave from Takruvis Avedezorim. And Takruvis Avedezorim, the rennet in the Takruvis is also awesome. Fine. That's what Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Shmuel. Alme. So what do we see from this? Chazar boy mikevas nevela. So we see now, that means Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua Kasha. You say that the cave of a nevela has the same din like the animal, just like the nevela is also, the cave is also. So yes, them say bezoi, the cave from an oilo should also be also. And we learned that the cave of an oil is mutter, so he was chayzer. And he said, no, at a different time, the reason why green is akum is also because we're afraid the cave comes from takrubis avaydezor. Alma chazaboy mi kevis nevela. So he was chayzer from kevis nevela. Mishum delav gufahi. Because the keva, the rennet, is not the gufa behemoth. The behemoth could be as an avela, but the keva, the rennet, is something that came into the stomach of the animal. It dried up on the koislei akeva, but it's not the animal. So what's going on? The animal is an avela, but it has nothing to do with the keva. Only if he shechted it l'avay the zorah, so he made this rennet also takrubis avay the zorah. Mishimachi also. Yeah. Right. So now we see, so what did we learn now? We have here a havamina of Rabbi Yeshua and a maskon of Rabbi Yeshua. The havamina of Rabbi Yeshua was that, the Havamin of Rabbi Yeshua was that the keva has the same halacha like the animal, and therefore, so a keva's nevela is also to be mamid gvine. Then Rabbi Yeshua was chayza, they shlugged them up from keva's oila, and he said, a different time, why gvine's akum is also. So memela, so Rashi says like this. That's the maskone of Rabbi Yeshua. The filo birshedidei also can be for shosam. The filo the perish of takruvis avay dezore is also mishum the neichelai benafche. That means that the thickness, the fatness of the behemoth is dependent on all its components, whatever it is, and the perish of the animal also contributes to the yofi and the fatness of the animal. So when the guy is shechted l'takrubis avedezori, he means he's makriv everything, all the components that Amiyap the Baim makes the Takrubis Abaydazar. Bekitza. That's the maskone of Rabbi Yeshua. So we hear here, Ahavamina was that Kavas Nevela is also. The maskone is Kavas Nevela is Mutter. And he said a different reason why Venus Akam is also al Takrubis Abaydazar. Hilka. Mishnosenu zois nishnis koidem chazon. When our Mishnah started off and said, kevas oivet kechovim, and Shmuel said, which means kevas nevela, hareizu asure. So the Mishnah was koidem chazon, was before Rabbi Yeshua's chayza. O mishim hachi yosa. וכי איתמר דשמור, now he's asking us here in Shmur, Shmur said that the reason Gvinus Akum is also because they put in the oil cave, the oil cave who the also, a cave is shori, lachi chazore koma. So that's if the chazore. And Mishnah saying, who says, mikivin shenishnis, afopi shechosabai, loizosa mimkoimo, v'loi silke, v'loi omru, shaloi lushanoisa oi. Amir dikazach, that means how this Mishnah was learned previously. The Mishnah was learned previously according to Rabbi Yeshua, and finished, even though later Rabbi Yeshua was Chayzer al Kaponim, they didn't take away this Mishnah, and they said he can continue learning the Mishnah. But Lamaisa Rabbi Yeshua was Chayzer, and he holds that Kevas Nevela Lamaisa is Mutter. Let us see the first Tosfos on Daf Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph. Hamamid ba'or shel keva. The Mishnah said like this: if you took the stomach of the stomach, so it says im yesh ba b'naisin tam, it's also. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah speaks about is a bosa b'chol of the kishayla. Is a bosa b'chol of the kishayla. So it tells us guidelines. Im yesh bo b'noisin tam. If it's noisin tam, that means if there is enough to be noisin tam. We're talking about a bosa b'chol of the rabbanon. Let us just be eler, because a bosa b'chol of the rice is afke derech bishul. Al kaponim, this a bosa b'chol of the rabbanon. So if it's nice and tam in the cheese, so it's awesome. Fine. So we have over here that we're talking about the Gibbous, let's see, for Goyrus Ksheir on the Mishnah, Hamamit Ba'ur Shal Kevok Ksheir, that means we took a chalik of the stomach of a kosher behemoth, and we were mamachi, so it says, and yeshba b'naisin tam, areisu asu. So it says, naisin tam, it's asu. Time. The bigmore meforish time of the osru gvinis oivde kechom. We just learned a memra of Shmuel. Why did they ask gvinis of goyim? B'nei shem amidim oisoi bo'or kevas nedela. Shmuel says, because they take the stomach of a chelik, a piece of the stomach of a nevela, and they put it into the cheese. They use this to make cheese, so that's why it's awesome. So my iya nevela, I feel like sheironami. I feel like sheironami. So this is Taisus Kash. I mean, what? Why does Shmuel have to? Here the Mishnah says, I believe you have kosher meat. You have a kosher animal. If you're going to make cheese out of it, it's a problem. It will be nice in time. If it's nice in time, so it's also as bosa b'cholom. It's also as bosa b'cholom. Shmuel says, so that means a fellow a yid made cheese. He took a glad kosher stomach and he put it into the milk to make cheese. So b'kitza, Shmuel says that the Mishnah says it's also if it's nice in time. In Shmuel says, you know why Gvinus Akum is also because they take a keva of a nevela, oyer kevas nevela. Why do you talk about nevela? The criteria is not nevela. Before we go further, I'd like to say over a Meirdike Teretz from the Rimagash. Rimagash asks this kash and says, Amir de Keteretz. He says, there are two Isurim. There's one Issa of what the Mishnah is speaking about, Bosa B'cholov. Now, the Issa of Bosa B'cholov, that means we're Kovish, this Oir of the Oir Shel Kevok Sheira, we're Kovish it in the milk. Kovish kimabushel, and the if the oil is nice in tam bosser on the milk, so it's a bosser b'cholom. was mit Rabona, fine. Das Bosse bechol, fine. If it's not noisy in Tam, if you have X amount of oil, which is, let's say there's more than Shishim, if it's not noisy in Tam, so it's not Bosse bechol. The whole Isra Bosse bechol is, that the derech bishul asra teire, if it's nice in town. So if you can't taste the boso, so memele, it's mutter. So the Mishnah tells us guidelines. Fine. By, that's alzi isra boso b'cholov. If I don't have boso b'cholov, I have nothing. There's nothing wrong here. If I take an oil, of a kevas of a oir of a kevas nevela, so then I feel it's not noisim tam. But there is a concept of maimed. What is the concept of maimed? The concept of maimed is that if I created something through a dover ha'asar, so it's keilu that dover ha'asar is bad. That means the cheese. How did the cheese come about? Through nevela. To Ur Kavis Nevela. So there's a concept that Ki'ilu, the Nevela, in the cheese you see the Nevela. Not you taste the Nevela. But since a Nevela made cheese, so we consider that it's an Asa, it's cheese shall Nevela. Without taste, is the concept of Maimon. So Memela, so the Rimegash says, Amir de Keteretz. He says, Amir de Keteretz. By if it's not an availer, so what's making a cheese? Kosher meat. You're not something. Now the only problem will be if the kosher meat will make it possible. So it has to be nice in time. If it's not nice in time, so it's garnish. So there's no possible chol over here. It's garnish with garnish. So it's mutter. That's why the Mishnah says, "Vakert." That's Medrimi Garsha. So you know what you can do. If you, how will you figure this out? You'll give a guy to taste. Ask him if he tastes the meat here. If he tastes the meat, but by nevela, by a guy, a kevishel nevela, you'll give a guy to taste it. He doesn't taste any meat, so there's no problem of bosa b'cholov. But there's another problem. There's a problem. It's a maimed of nevela. It's a maimed of nevela. That's the rimegashes. Teretz, a beautiful teretz on Tosfos Kasha. That's the, yeah. There's a Mordeke Kasha that the Chassam Sofer asks on this Rimegash. He asks, fine, beautiful teretz. He says, but let me ask you a Kasha. Yes, a Mordeke Kasha. That when you take your kosher, so what are you telling me? You tell me a Yesod. By Maimed, you don't need nice and tam. By Bosa Bacholov, you need nice and tam. Gemalta. Beautiful. Now, when you take a kosher piece of meat, the case of our Mishneh, and you soak it in the cholov. Fine. Soak it in the cholov. Now, this kosher piece of meat is going to become osa. Forget about the cholov. Let's talk about the meat. Let's say you have shishim. Yeah, you have a lot of cholov. But the meat is going to become osa. Right? The meat was, has a tam of cholov. So the meat is also. The minute the meat, midrabonon, because it's not a dry stick, it was midrabonon, it's also. Now, this meat, this cheese, is now coming about through also the meat. I don't have to come on now to make it possible cholov. The minute the meat becomes also, so this also the meat is not better one iota than the veil of the kemit. This meat is also the kemit. It's basa b'chol of the kemit. So you have a maim with the basa b'chol of. A zeifren. Some zeifren, I think, to be in Rabbi Kebek. A moir de kekasha. And the rimegash. I just saw before this year, I think if I understood it well, the Nachlei Dvash brings down a moir de keplasi. The plasi says there is a sheer Kavush Kimavushal, which I think is a 24-hour shir, is Kavush Kimavushal, and there's a shir of Maimed, that you need this to make it into cheese. The shir Maimed is less than 24 hours. So then the kasha doesn't begin. It comes out like that. When will the basar become asa? The basar will become asa after 24 hours. When will it become cheese after 18 hours? So gemaldik. So memela, the Mishnah is meiridik. The Mishnah has nothing but to worry about. That means the Mishnah says that by basar b'chol, but there's no maimed. You say that yes, kakash and the rimagash that the yes, kakash and the rimagash, but it was humad al yedei basar also. I'm sure the basar didn't become also so quick. It'll take 24 hours for the basar to become also. You need kovish kibavush only 24 hours, and it becomes cheese in 18 hours. So you have a different time span. So Mamela, the only way the cheese will become also not outsmaimed, it'll become also as basar b'chol. The Mishnah says if it's nice in time, it's basar b'chol. If not, no. That is, I think, he brings down from the place. But let us see, this is the Rimagash's Teretz. I'm going to look at Teretz on this Kasha. The Yesh Loima, now what does Taisva say? Bishim basar b'cholov, Lehoyu asurim misafik, mishum deleke ela isure de rabona. The derech bishul osro teire. Now what does Taisus answer? Now Taisus answers as follows. Shmuel said, why can you use the cheese of a goy? Because maybe it was mamadit with a oir keva shal nebeila. So Tosfos says, why have to talk about Nevela? Forget about Nevela. It's Basar B'cholov. It's Basar B'cholov. So Tosfos says, this is a suffix. This is a suffix if he was Mamet. I mean, I don't know. The Shmuel only said you're not allowed to buy cheese. It doesn't say when you buy cheese from a goy, it doesn't say on the wrapper how he made the cheese. Shmuel said that Mibneima also Gvinus Oib Kovneisham Idem Oisaber Kevin. It's a Soviet, maybe. That they can do this. It's something but to worry about. So if you'll say Altsa Issa of Bosa B'cholov, you don't know for sure. So you're saying, maybe there's an Issa Basa B'cholov on it. No, the whole Issa Basa B'cholov is only a Drabona Dika Basa B'cholov. So to be Machma Misofik, maybe this cheese is Basa B'cholov. You don't have to be Machma. It's a Sofik Drabona. But by Nevela, if he was Mamed, it'd be Nevela. So it was Mamed, it'd be Nevela. So then already, Then everybody it's a suffix of a deraisa, if he was mamed in a nevela. I mean, l'chayre, Taisvus holds, I mean, Taisvus does not hold like the Rimagash. The Rimagash says that by Bas B'chol you need nois and tam. By mamed you don't need nois and tam. L'chayre, Taisvus held by both you need nois and tam. So memela, so Taisvus, so then l'chayre, it's very good. So Taisvah says, if you'll be chayish for Basar B'cholov, that's the whole thing is a shash to Rabbana. If you're chayish for Nevela, Nevela is a deraisa, l'chayre. I think that's pshat in Taisvah. Let's go a little further. Chayishinon shema yonak minatmeya. So we had two lashonos, why you're not allowed to buy cheese. No. Why you're not allowed to use the cave? The first one, why not use the cave of a goy? Because maybe this eagle by the goy was yonik minatme. That was the first lesson. So Taisa says, like kaimalon achi, we don't paskin like this. The locha kishmu, we paskin like the second malach. The mishani maslisim mishni achine. Va'onu mamidim bekeves agolim shanu loikrim in oivde kechovim lemaise. We buy calves from goyim. We shech these calves. We use the rennet from these calves and make cheese out of it. V'loi chayshin in shema yonak minatmei. We're not chayish lo lalocha. We don't paskin like this. Chodo toni taima. So what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that Shmuel said it's not two bovis, it's one bovis. Not allowed to use a geshachtene rent it from a geshachtene eagle from a guy because it's in the veila. Taima, Maika Mashmlon, the cave is over from the veila, Hashminim, a pair of Kamada Masnisen, Babalay Lamisna Hochi, a cave is over Kechovim Asure. Not because it's in the veila, because I know this. Before we see the next two tesis, and let's just learn the Gemara further a little bit. Kshera sheyonka min atreife. The Mishnah says that kshera sheyonka min atreife, so the keva is also, the renet is also, because the renet comes from cholov of a treife. A treife sheyonka min akshera, so the cholov is kosher, the keva is kosher, because it's, the Mishnah says, Neshekonos b'meyeo, this is kosher milk. It's in the stomach of a treifer, so this milk doesn't become osa. So the Gemara asks, Voktoni reishe keves oivde kechovim v'shal nevelo hareizu asura. So the Gemara asks, Amur de kekashe. In the reishe it says, that you have the rennet of a behema asure, the rennet is also osa. In the seife it says, if a treife was yoinik from a kshere, so also you have the rennet from a behema asure, here it says that it's kosher. So, Roktoni reishe kevesei bekomishel veila reizu asure. Omar Rabchizda reishe nire keuchel nevelis. The reisha, since it's from a dead behemoth, and you're eating the rennet from a dead behemoth, so it looks like you're eating the veil. So they were geyser. Hoche ike shchute, here you shechte the treife. You might see not eating the treife, just having the milk. The milk maker then is mutter. So it doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong. Omalei rove velav kol decheinu. It's a koshke. Man nevela de meise. And nevela is most. It's a dead animal. The shoris lay kevosa, a fellow you'll eat the rennet. Lay osi la mechlamina, he won't call neat the dead animal. It's a dead animal, it's most. Omret lo, you say you're not allowed to have the rennet. The treife shruta, the shoris, if you're gonna be matter the rennet, osi la mechlamina, lay koshke. Sizicha shabiosa. Elo omar avitzakam rabiechen, lay kashe, kan koidem chazor, kan laacha chazor. The same thing that we had before. The reish of the Mishnah that says that kevas nevelas also, that's Rabbi Yeshua before the Chazore. And after the Chazore, so now it says that a treife shiyonk min aksheir is kosher. U Mishnah lo izozom in koimom. Fine. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Voktoni reishe keves nevela asure, vohot ektoni keves treife moteres, ektoni treife shionk min aksheri kevosa moteres. So, the Gemara wants to say, since ike shrite, lemise kulaike nevela, vi isa reinka lebes u belebes, o kitomi neshe konus mea, nesef u bemea, min acherem, beloi mishalatzma. So the Gemara says, no, Pshat is like this, that a treif and a veil is the same thing. Oh, no, the reish of the Mishnah is before Chazore, the seif of the Mishnah is after Chazore. Mishnah rishoyne koinem Chazore nishnes, v'kivin she nishnes, lezozem im koima, v'chazor v'shona achoyne lehet. The lady says that a kevas treif is mutter. Let's just see Taisu. Miyama Shmuel Hachi. The Gemara asked the Kasha before that how could Shmuel say that Kavis Nevele is also, Shmuel said the whole time the Gevina is also, is because they put the oir kevos in the veil. So Tosfos says, "Belaf hochi without this member of Shmuel, the motzim mifres masnisen al Shmuel." The Gemara could have asked from the Mishnah on Shmuel. The Chayyim Tosfos means from the safe of the Mishnah. He holds like the Mishnah, so that's why the Gemara asks, I don't know, Klo, we'll have to see this Tosfos again, but Kan Lacha Chazola, Afize, Shori Kevas Nevela, Alach Shem Nogo Leuma Dabalisa. Now the Minigoylam is lesser, Bein Lahokal, the Minig is Ta'asa. Mikadin Kavis Nabela is Mutta. Main Lokalika Kavis Abit Kechovim, which is not Kavis Nabela. But the Yavid Mutta, but the Minigis, you shouldn't take it. The Yavid Mutta, the Filachatkhila Shari. Heiched the Yadin Shlein Nimlacha Boira. That means if it was salted, the Kava, the with the oil Kavis, and then it was Belayadak, and then it's like also. In law, you should be a double, but, if the head is like, nimlocha, boy, if I,